إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المؤمنون، أعظم ما ينبغي أن يتذاكر به المؤمنون هو أمر التوحيد، الأمر بالتوحيد والتحذير من الشرك، لا أعظم من هذا، لأنه إذا وقع الشرك في العبادة أحبطها وأفسدها، لم يستفي صاحبها شيئا من الخير، بل ابتعد عن الله تبارك وتعالى بهذا الشرك، لأن الشرك أعظم الظلم، إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. والتوحيد أعظم عبادة، التوحيد أعظم حق لله تبارك وتعالى على عباده، فينبغي للمؤمن أن يعرف ما هو الشرك حتى يحذر منه، وما هو التوحيد حتى يعمل به. أول أمر ورد في كتاب الله هو الأمر بالتوحيد، وأول نهي ورد في كتاب الله هو النهي عن الشرك. قال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، هذا هو الأمر بالتوحيد، اتقوا ربكم، يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم، أي أخلصوا العبادة لربكم الذي خلقكم وأوجدكم ورزقكم، اعبدوا ربكم. هذا هو الأمر بالتوحيد، عبادة الرب تبارك وتعالى، لا عبادة المربوب، لا عبادة المخلوق، مهما عظم هذا المخلوق من بشر أو ملك أو جن أو غيره. فينبغي للمسلم أن يعبد الله ربه وحده لا شريك له. ثم قال تعالى مبينا برهان ذلك، وأنه وحده هو المستحق للعبادة: يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم. هذا من أدلة هذه الأمور المذكورة والنعم العظيمة في هذه الآية، من أدلة توحيد العبادة. فكما أن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي يرزق العباد سبحانه وتعالى، ويأتي الماء من السماء والزروع والنبات والطعام من الأرض سبحانه وتعالى، فهو وحده المستحق للعبادة. ثم قال تعالى: فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون، أي أمثالا ونظراء تساوونهم ربكم تبارك وتعالى في العبادة، لا تعبدوا غير الله عز وجل. فهذا أعظم شيء، كون المرء يعبد الله سبحانه وتعالى ويخلص له العبادة. فمن أعرض عن عبادة الله فقد خالف الأمر الذي من أجله خلق. ومن عبد الله ولكنه عبد معه غيره فكذلك خالف الأمر الذي من أجله خلق، وهو عبادة الله وحده لا شريك له. فرانسيس الإسلام: The greatest thing a believer should avoid is to fall into shirk, to fall into kufr بالله عز وجل. And the greatest is commanded is to apply tawheed, to worship Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the first command. The tawheed, to worship Allah alone, is the first command that Allah mentioned in Quran. In the book of Allah, many commands. Allah started with subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed, to worship Allah and to single out Allah in worship. That is the meaning of la ilaha illallah. Allah said subhanahu ya ayyuha an-nas ubudu rabbakum. O mankind, worship your Lord. Worship your Lord. So the act of worship is for the Lord, is for the Rabb. Not for the creation, is for the Creator. Any act of worship is for Allah. So no one should worship angels, or prophets and messengers, or righteous ones, or the jinn, or any other creation. It is because the worship is for the Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah. Then Allah mentioned the proof of tawheed of al-ibadah, that only Him should be worshipped. He said, اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم. Worship your Lord who created you, والذين من قبلكم, and create those before you, your forefathers. From Adam, Allah who created them. Worship that Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. لعلكم تتقون. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم. It is Allah who created the earth. It is Allah who brought the rain from the sky. It is Allah who bring forth all different kinds of food. So what do you eat? What do you drink? Where do you walk? Your oxygen, all the blessings you have is from the Rabb, is from the Lord, from Allah. Not from anyone else. Therefore Allah said, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. This is the first prohibition in the Quran, warning against shirk. Do not set rivalries for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُ while you know. While you know Allah is the only Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala who created the universe, who brings rain, subhanahu wa ta'ala who feeds you, who subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains you. While you know that, do not worship someone with him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer to know the shirk, to avoid it, and to know the tawheed, to follow it. This is extremely very important. It is because if the person do the act of worship, he give his charity, he make hajj, he make umrah, he fast, he maintains the ties of kinship. He avoids sin. But he commits shirk. Allah mentioned in the Quran that all the righteous deeds will be destroyed by committing a shirk. So no benefit of salah, no benefit of hajj, no benefit of charity when goes along with shirk. Allah said, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Prophets of Allah, let alone someone else, had they committed shirk, what they used to do would have been destroyed. Ponder on this, brothers and sisters in Islam. Someone making salah, fasting, hajj, Allah is not accepting. Why? Because of not singling out Allah in worship. Sometimes he worships Allah, and sometimes he worships someone else. If you really want to understand what shirk is, and it is clear form, with no doubt, just to go back to the life of the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was their issue? When it comes to believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had a problem. What was their problem? Did you ever ask yourself, did those mushrikeen, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab and the like, did they deny Allah's existence? Did they deny to worship Allah? Didn't they do any act of worship? If you recite the Quran, it's very clear that they did believe Allah's existence. They did believe Allah's existence. Not only that, they believe Allah's lordship. توحيد الربوبية. Allah mentioned in his Quran, who created the heaven and the earth, who created you, who provides for you, who controls your affairs, who give life and death, who is the Lord of the seven heaven. All that they were saying, Allah. This is what's called Lordship. So they were affirming that Allah, not only He exists, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also He is the one who controls all affairs. One verse is sufficient. In Surah Yunus, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, who provides for you from the heaven and from the earth. All what we receive is either from up or from the ground. أَمَّا يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Who owns the hearing and the sight? Think about a human being who doesn't have hearing, doesn't have sight. وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Means who gives life cause death. Not only those mentions, but also وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. Who control and manage the affairs. All affairs. Ask them, O the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad alayhi salam. Prophet, he did obey Allah. And he did ask those questions. And Allah mentioned what is their answer. فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They shall say Allah. They shall say Allah. This is their answer. So if they are asked who created the heaven and the earth, they were saying Allah. So they believe in Allah's existence and they were believing Allah's lordship. Not only that, they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes even used to worship Allah alone. They used to worship Allah. They used to make Hajj. They used to make Umrah. They are those who build the Kaaba. They used to make vow. They used to give charity. When they were building the Kaaba, they agreed on something, not to use any unlawful sources to build the house of Allah. This is not an act of worship to honor the house of Allah, not to use haram money for the house of Allah, out of fear of Allah. It's not an act of worship to make Hajj, to make Umrah, to make vow, to make itikaf. These are acts of worship. And sometimes they used to do these acts of worship solely for Allah. No shirk. No shirk. As in Sahih al-Bukhari, Umar radiallahu anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, inni nadartu fil jahiliya an a'takifa laylatan fil masjid al-haram. Ay, fama hukmu dhali? Faqala alayhi salatu wa salam, awfi bin nadrik. Prophet Umar radiallahu anhu said, O the Messenger of Allah, I make a vow in the Jahiliyyah time, pre-Islamic time. Allah didn't send Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yet. This is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And it is authentic from him. It's in Sahih al-Bukhari. He said he made a vow in the Jahiliyyah time before Islam to make i'tikaf in the Masjid al-Haram entire night. To remain in the Masjid al-Haram. Not to go out of the Masjid al-Haram. The whole night. He chose the Masjid al-Haram, not any other place. Why is he in the Masjid al-Haram? To make i'tikaf, to remain there. I'tikaf is when you stay in the Masjid and you intend not to leave the Masjid until that period of time you specify it, unless it's necessity. It's not you come to the Masjid and you intend to leave whenever you want. No, you hold yourself into the Masjid. You're not leaving it, even though you wanted to leave it, because you make a commitment. You make a vow, oh Allah, I will stay in the Masjid from now on to that time. Umar asked the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the rule of that? What should he do? He made a vow for Allah, but he was not a Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to fulfill your vow. فَأَوْفِ بِنَدْرِكِ. Fulfill your vow. What does that mean? Umar, he made that vow, he made that i'tikaf, he made that honor of haram for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. That act of worship he didn't did for idol. He did for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a clear proof that the mushrikeen sometimes, they used to single out Allah in worship. Otherwise, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't allow Umar to continue making vow he did for other than Allah. More clear than that. that these people, sometimes they used to sing, worship Allah, and single out Allah in worship. Ignore the idols. And anyone they used to worship besides Allah, Allah mentioned that in the Quran in a clear way. Take an example. Allah said, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. If they embark on the boat, on the ship, and means they go through hardships, they go through difficulties. Allah mentioned other verses. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. The death comes to them from all angles. The ocean wave is coming everywhere. They fear for their life. دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ. They call Allah. They call Allah. This is worship of ibadah, of calling Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Single out Allah in the religion. Here means in the worship. More specifically, in the dua. In that situation, they are in the difficult, they only call Allah. They don't call Ya Lata, Ya Uzza, Ya Manata. They don't call angels. They don't call Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail. They don't call anyone. They call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah considers to be ikhlas. And that's what Allah commands the believers. Even if the disbeliever hate it, Allah said, فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Call Allah, single out Allah in calling, even if the disbelievers hate that. So, sometimes they were worshiping Allah, and sometimes that worship was being solely for Allah. Yet Allah destroyed all their act of worship. And they get no benefit in the hereafter. Why? Because sometimes they were committing shirk. If they were worshiping Allah alone in some situations, there were other situations they were calling other than Allah. They were turning their hearts to other than Allah. And this is what shirk is. Ibadah, act of worship, is for Allah. If you sometimes direct to Allah, and sometimes direct to Allah's creation, now you make Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a rival. You make Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a partner. And what's required is all the time, in the ease and in the difficult, all act of worship, la ilaha illallah. That act of worship is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, brothers and sisters in Islam, with all these acts of worship, Quraysh were doing it. They were fasting the day of Ashura. Quraysh. They were making Umrah. They were people of charity, of sadaqah. Allah destroyed all that. Why? Because of shirk. How about if someone who say today, La ilaha illallah, when he goes through hardship, the first one he called, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, Ya Sheikh Jailani, Ya Sheikh Ahmed Tijani, Oh Ya Ibadallah, Awliya Allah, Madad Ya Rasulallah, Madad Ya Jailani. Isn't that calling other than Allah? What's the difference between this and what the mushrikeen were doing? They tell you the difference is, the mushrikeen, they were saying, those they call beside Allah are gods, are aliha. We don't believe them to be gods. Only Allah is the ilah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, we believe it. We only calling them, these righteous ones, like Ali and Hussein, and other righteous ones, we only calling them to intercede for us, to ask Allah on behalf of us, because they are closer to Allah than us. This is the only thing. We don't consider them to be gods. We don't worship them. La ilaha illallah. This is what they use. And this is, subhanallah, the worst the shaitan can do to a human being with regard to this issue. The mushrikeen, they themselves, the enemy of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though they were calling them gods, they were calling what they do in worship, but they were doing exactly what you're doing it. Why they call other than Allah? Is to intercede for them. هَاوْلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They were saying, these are our intercessors with Allah. They don't own it. It is Allah who owns it. But they are means. We call in them, we worship them. They were saying to intercede for us. Nothing else. Isn't it the same thing you say in it? We only calling Ali and Hussein, we calling Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatima, we calling such great Sheikh only to intercede for us. What's the difference? Also, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, they were saying, ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله. We don't worship them, but to get us closer to Allah. It is just a means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what they were saying. They were not saying they control the universe. They were not saying it is them who provide them. They were saying it's just a connection, it's a means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for them saying gods, and you not saying God, even though you're doing the same thing, it's ignorance from you. Because they know the language, they are Arabs. They know what ilah means. Ilah means anyone being worshipped. So if you call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you bow down to other than Allah, you make hajj for other than Allah, to them they used to consider taking that other than Allah as God. They used to consider what they do in worship. You don't consider that. You just, the issue is the difference of names. Someone drinking alcohol, he call it alcohol. Another one drink alcohol, he call it spiritual drinking. No difference. Someone use the riba, the usury, the interest. He called it riba. Another one he called fawaid bankiya, interest from bank, benefit from the bank. Someone he commit wal'iyadu billah, haram, zina, he called it zina. Another one he called girlfriend, she's my girlfriend. What's wrong with that? She's my girlfriend. No, whether you use girlfriend word or you use another thing, this is zina. The same thing. So changing the names is from the trick of shaitan. When they call shufa'a, you call tawassul. But you're doing the same thing. You call it other than Allah for the same purpose. They were calling other than Allah. That should be known, brothers and sisters in Islam. Advise your relative, advise the Muslims, advise non-Muslims. All active worship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing the Christians are saying, Jesus is a connection, is a means. Oh, by the name of Jesus, by the name of so and so. By the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has the best names. Call Allah by those names subhanahu wa ta'ala. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. So you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names, not by the names of the creation. You will call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight to preserve your fasting, your hajj, your ibadah. Otherwise, you lose all that. Because Allah mentioned clear, in a clear way, that anyone who commits shirk, his actions will be destroyed. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So to avoid shirk. Avoid shirk, you know it. Is turning the rights of Allah to somebody else. Allah bring rain. You thank the awliya, you thank the saint. We have rain because of such saint. You worship other than Allah. Why? This thanking and praising and remembrance is for Allah. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, is a reminder and a reminder benefit the believer. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are reminded the good, they remember and they benefit. Tawheed is the foundation of the deen. To worship Allah and to single Allah in worship. Don't neglect the worship Allah of Allah. Don't neglect the salah. Don't neglect the fasting. Don't neglect the zakah. Don't neglect the command of Allah. Do not neglect the prohibitions of Allah. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do all that for the sake of Allah. Single out Allah in worship subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a foundation. The other foundation connected to that, even if you apply la ilaha illallah, you worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not be accepted. Unless it's accompanied with Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So your act of worship is according to the message of the messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no innovations, no additions. If today, wal'iyadu billah, we would have prayed Jum'ah 5 rak'ah. Jum'ah is 2 rak'ah. If we would pray 5 rak'ah for the sake of Allah, to remember Allah more, to recite more Quran, to make more sujood, Allah will not accept it. Allah will not accept that salah. Why? It is not according to Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad, who Allah sent with his message, he only prayed Jum'ah 2 rak'ah. Not 5, not 3, not 1. To pray the way he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayed. So, to avoid innovations and to avoid negligence of the ibadah, salah has a way to perform it. If you don't perform the pillars of salah, for instance, you don't make sujood, you don't make ruku', you don't do it the right way you should do it, which is a foundation the salah to be accepted, salah will not be accepted. So it's not enough you have good heart. Also, your act of worship should be according to the message of Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when someone worships Allah only alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he follows Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah, in giving charity, in making hajj, in reciting Quran, that's not enough. He should also avoid the sin. He should avoid drinking alcohol. He should avoid the sin where it's apparent or in secret, whether it's a word or in word. He should avoid the sin. Nobody was ever destroyed and will never be destroyed except by sin. All those Allah destroy is because they committed sin. A believer to avoid the sin. One of the ulama, Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, great tabi'in, he went to jail because he was not able to pay the debt. He said, I know where this comes from. 40 years ago, I said to someone, you are muflis. You are a man of bankrupt. You don't have anything. He said, I know that's what happened to me. The punishment of that is what happened to me. That I don't have it. There's debt on me. I was not able to pay. I go to the jail. So the sin has a consequence. Nas'alullah salamata wal afiyah. Some scholars like Ibn Jawzi, they say someone may lose his eyesight because of watching haram. Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah, how many hundred years ago? Somebody may lose his eyesight, may be blind because of watching haram. The sin has punishment. Sometimes it's a public, it's apparent. Sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes it comes early. Sometimes it comes later. تتأخر وتتعجل. So if somebody is not being punished while he's disobeying Allah, oppressing the creation, he shouldn't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla will not punish him, that Allah forgave him. Because the punishment may come in this dunya, may come in the hereafter, may be in a physical way, may be in a religious way, which is the worst. After you used to love worshiping Allah, reciting Quran, remembering Allah, making dhikr, if it become hard on you. After you hate that evil sin, smoking, cigarette, or any other haram, if you find yourself attached to it, become a slave to it, strongly have desire for it, you cannot refrain from it. This is a punishment. After you used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learn the deen of Allah, attend the house of Allah, study the deen, student of knowledge, you find you don't have time for it. You cannot do that. This is a punishment. But sometimes the person doesn't feel where the punishment is coming from. After you used to pray tahajjud night prayer, you used to enjoy with the recitation of Quran, you lost that. You are not able now. It's a punishment. So a believer to avoid the sin. The sin has consequence. One of the great ulama, Ad-Darimi, when he mentioned Ibn Sirin, saying 40 years ago, I say that word to that person. That's what happened to me. He said there are people who had refused sin. So they knew if they are punished, where the punishment comes from. He said, me and you, we have too many sins. We don't know where are being punished. We don't know the punishment we're going through from what sin. But he said to hasten to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sin. So even though the person is upon tawheed, the person is upon following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no shirk, no innovation, it doesn't mean you are a saint. Unless you have Islam and you have iman and taqwa. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you abide by that. And you are a human being, you fell short. You fell short. You are not perfect. You are not angel. You will commit sin to turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not to despair, but to try. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. نسأل الله الكريم بأسماء الحسنى وصفات العلى أن يغفر لنا ويرحمنا. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في أهل غزة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ارفع عنهم الذلة يا أرحم الراحمين والفقر والجوع والمهانة. اللهم اجعل دائرة سوء على أعدائهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. ربنا اصرف عنا السوء والفحشاء واجعلنا من عبادك المخلصين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.